want. Hey, it's Betty.
Hello, Betty. How are you today?
I'm
good. You look
good.
How about... I didn't hear your response, Betty. Somebody chipped in.
Oh, I said I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Great. You're looking good as usual.
Thank you, Monty.
Yeah, I got this special phone, and what I really like is everybody that comes on the line, I'm able to, on my little screen here on my phone, it pops up. I thought that was pretty neat.
Absolutely.
That ought to get some curlers rolling.
I think, yes.
Oh, well, we should do this by Skype, you know, or Google or Bojabi.
You know, you're right. That would be fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be exciting, too.
Yeah.
For those of us particularly on the Pacific, on the coast over here, we might not want to have that.
Yeah.
Has arrived.
I'm still
in my robe and slippers. What can I say?
I agree. Oh, what a good day it's going to be. It's Friday.
Yes. March
22nd. Yeah.
Indeed.
Anybody else join us? I'd like to speak up and tell us who you are.
Good morning, Betty. Monty, this is Steve.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning.
We got the start of a little snow shower here this morning.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Even yesterday here, I was driving back out of Tacoma, and my gosh, I couldn't believe the snow and the hail that was in the... It was still raining, but it was a combination of all three things. Rain, hail, and snow.
Sharon Joanne has arrived.
But one thing I can say, the 5 days here in the Olympia area anyhow, the report is nice.
Linda Morris
has arrived.
Might even get up to 60-some degrees here. I'm excited about that.
Yes, I would be too.
What's the weather like in Florida, Linda? Nice to have Linda on the call. Wish you'd say hi.
She's probably on mute and busy as everybody else. Except this time of the morning, we've kind of not gotten into that big of a routine yet, maybe. Depends on what time we get up, I guess.
Well, I said, Char, we need to take this call and move it to Skype. Or Bojabi, and that way we could all see each other and whatever.
Joanne's laughing. Some of us aren't as astute on the computer as others, Monty. We got to remember that. That's why we've kept it this way.
And some of us are in our pajamas.
Yes, and I'm on the move. As the call was starting, I was getting off the train, and I'm walking down the street, and when it gets to the building, then I'm off. All over the building. I walked a half a mile during the call just to get to work and stuff. So,
yeah, that's right too. And I also started thinking on the East Coast, we got several of them that were walking at the time that they were on the call. I mean, the same as what you were doing, but walking for exercise, not for work.
Well, the purpose of my saying that was that for those of us on the West Coast, we might not want to do that because either our hair is all messed up or we're... It was kind of a joke.
Okay, I'm glad. I'm glad, Monty, because that would be my comment, too. I've done it already on Skype with people, and I go, you know what, you got to give me some notice. You can't just do it like the telephone.
Got that right. Well,
maybe a few minutes prep time. Anyway, go ahead.
Does anybody want to report anything or numbers this morning? If they like to, feel free to do that. If not, does anybody have anything that they had good to happen to them or something they'd like to report to the group that's going on.
Char brought up the other day about growing celery. When I was telling my daughter-in-law about that, she said, I know you can also do the same thing with romaine. Did you know that?
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, boy. I'm going to be, you ought to see mine. You ought to see it. I just need to take a picture and email it. It said in there, I realized it said, to set it in water for 3 or 4 days, or 2 or 3 days, or whatever. Mine's been setting about 5 days, and it's about, probably close to 5 inches above the celery now, where the leaves have come out, and it sprouted what looks like a really small celery plant, but that doesn't mean it's not going to add more around the base as the other stuff starts to rot off, so it will probably, it's going to be fun to see how big around it is at the base.
Are you doing it in soil or water?
No, I'm still in soil. I haven't gotten out to plant it. I'm just, you know, I could have these lined up all the full length of my windowsill with just the celery I've got sitting on my deck because Denny brought a case of it home, or a half a case, the other day, and there's no way I can use it. But he says, honey, it's just going to the cows anyway. They're putting it to the hogs. We might as well throw some of it to our cows.
Said you do the romaine in water.
Okay, well, you do the celery all the way in water, never plant it in soil?
I'm pretty sure. I will check with him, but I think so.
Okay. This one was start in water for a few days, but, that's real simple, and that's a real easy multiplication for anybody. If you can do the whole thing in water, that's even better. I'm sure you could probably do it in pea gravel and that kind of stuff, just like they do the hydroponic.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, thanks for your report on that, Nancy. I love that.
I love to recycle.
I do too. And when it's 100% organic and you know that it hasn't been sprayed with antibiotics or whatever they could come up with. Celery is one of the worst ones for pesticides, and so is the romaine. So that's two really, 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 really good deals.
I guess if you could root anything like that, any of the vegetables, you should be able
to. I tried the top already. I thought about that. I tried the top of one of the turnips the gal had used here at the house, Charlotte had used, and it just very quickly started to rot and mold. So maybe, I'm guessing some of them are going to work and some of them aren't.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see.
Yep.
I know you can do sweet potatoes in water. That was an old one that they used to plant. I mean, used to do all the time, but I don't think they ever produced anything other than green leaves. But if it was then thrown in the ground, you can cut those up too.
Murray was a little boy. He did a sweet potato in a jar, and it just went all over the place, and then it got spider mite. And he cried so bitterly that his potato was dying. And I thought, my gosh, if he's crying like this when a sweet potato dies, what's going to happen when somebody important dies?
Or a pet.
Yeah.
All right.
I think you probably can. You could even cut off a piece with the eye and just put it in the ground.
Yeah, several pieces. Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, us gardeners, Duane. Sorry about that.
No, that's what this call is all about. I love it. To learn new things, you know, new ideas, new suggestions.
It's fun to be, what I think is fun is it's fun when you meet somebody that says they do something that you don't normally do. You've just got that experience to say, you know what I just learned the other day. And you've got a very quick rapport. Don't even say, I just learned it. Say, hey, have you ever tried? Even if you haven't, huh?
It's kind of like in the book, Six Figures in 6 Months, or 6 Months in 6 Figures, whatever, with Clay Stevens and Sarah always, Sarah and Steve kind of played a game when they got home, or Matt rather, and that was, well, what new happened today? And I thought that was kind of neat.
Yeah, it is, and it makes life, so much more interesting.
What'd you learn today? Or what did I do today? You got that right. Well, we're talking about gardening, I guess my next, you know, I'm doing a little bit of reading and whatever, and I'm sure I've heard this through Nikan, but how the magnetic charged water and how they're now utilizing it an awful lot now in greenhouses and places like that when they get plants started, that they finally get more of a healthier start and a quicker start on plants that they grow from seeds and do whatever. And I often wondered and thought probably, you know, that might be, we have what we call a magnet charge, I think, charger or whatever it's called, the one you clamp around your water pipes at home to keep the sludge and to magnetize the water that's going through your house. I'm just wondering why that would not work on a garden hose when people water their gardens or their flowers or whatever, that magnetized water might be actually allow things to probably grow healthier and get more nutrition, I believe. I don't know.
It does. It does. Or another way you can do it is just take the shower head and put it on the end of a wand. It's a little bit heavy, but it works really well, too. I know we did that with the other one with our plants in the solarium. It made an incredible difference in them.
Yeah, it's amazing what magnetism does. I looked at that video, I forget where it came from, but it showed about how that magnetism can actually change the structure of the water, but even how music or talking to the water. It was just amazing when I looked at that video, and they actually showed when they played certain types of music, and they showed the actual structure of it underneath a microscope, and how it really changed, and how even in the moods of it even changed the molecular structure of our bodies and our cells and everything based upon if we were, say, under stress or we were upset and blowing up or doing whatever, that basically how the water molecules in our body actually changed structure too. And it kind of amazed me, the one that had to do with being upset or having somebody holler at you or doing whatever, that it almost just, the difference from a nice, beautiful looking snowflake type structure or a structure that's beautiful and nice, it actually turned to a dark color, and just like it was splashed all over everything, the molecule structure of the water in our body. So it's weird, but I believe it. Things like that. One of the other things I'd like to talk about real quick, and I don't know what it has nothing to do about food or whatever, but does everybody know that the new items that we can now order on AutoShip? There's basically 8 new items that we can put on an AutoShip order effective as of March 21st. Now, this, I don't read it as that it, you don't get the 10% discount, but the reason they're adding it is the simple fact has to do with shipping, so that way that you can add these extra 8 products if you wanted to your AutoShip order, and that way you'd not have to order another order.
Has arrived.
Or the power chip, or the sleep mask, or the Mag Duo. See, the socks are on it, the Mag Steps are on it, and the Kinko Therm wraps are on it, and the, I think I said power bands. Oh, and the power chip, the power patches are on it too. So, Neekin's headed in another, in my opinion, another smart, intelligent way to allow people to be able to get that order, and you're not going to get the 10% off on those products, but just to be able to put them on there to lower your shipping. So I thought that was exciting. And that's, you can go to your information center and underneath news and click on the new items now that are available on AutoShip. So I thought that was exciting.
Monday, would you run down that list, please, again?
Sure. It's the Kinko Therm Wraps, the Mag Duo, the old Mag Boys, or the new Mag Boys, the Power power bands, that's the necklace, the bracelet, you know, around your neck.
Okay.
Bracelets. And you can order them individually. They don't have to be ordered by a pack or nothing. And you can order them individually by colors also. The sleep mask, the power patch, the power chip, Mag Steps, and the Neekin sport socks. That's the long one. That doesn't show the ankle one. It just shows the come up over the, up to the calf.
That's great. Thank you.
Yep. Just thought I'd throw that in this morning. Also, one of the other things I'd like to talk about, does anybody have any questions, or Char, do you know anything more that I didn't mention there?
Nope, I'm behind the scenes on knowing because I've been on the run with people, so.
Great place to be running.
I love it.
Got that right. One of the things I read, you showed up here in our in one of our, I was searching the internet the other day for subjects that I might want to talk about, and one of the things that they came up, there was an article in the Seattle Times, and based also it was on a radio, Cairo, our radio station up here on the Luke Burbank show, and he was, this gentleman was interviewed, and his name is Michael Moss, and he wrote a book called Salt, Sugar, Fat, How Food Giants Hooked Us, is the name of the book. And he was interviewed and everything, and he goes on to say that basically that he found that experts that these super salty and sweet foods can be definitely addictive, and we've talked about that on the on this call about how sugar can be so addictive. But he talks pretty much about a person that was in the National Institute of Drug Abuse, who has, he's done some research on both narcotics and highly palatable foods. And Amos says that she convinced some of us that most highly sweetened sugar fatty foods are every bit as addictive as some narcotics. And in fact, they're harder to deal with because you can't just go cold turkey on food because we all need it. And we know a lot of people eat processed foods. But she, Amos goes on to say that people are attracted to sugary foods because the brain, and here we, and I thought this was kind of interesting, that the brain sees it as an instant calorie and sends a message to eat more. He also says today there's more and more sugar in foods that didn't used to have it. For example, in a half a cup of Prego pasta sauce, Moss says there's about as half as much sugar as two Oreo cookies. And it goes on to say the kids are getting accustomed to the sugary taste in foods, and they're starting to, if it doesn't have sugar in it, they don't like it. It's really striking. He goes on to say, it's really striking to me how many scientists within the realm of the food industry are really increasingly upset by this. He says they're greatly disturbed about the processed food industry, saying they're exploiting the biology of the child by making children now expect to have sweeteners in so many foods that didn't have them before. And we know that food makers are targeting the sweet spot, it's called. One industry expert clued him in on his process for creating a new flavor of soda for Dr. Pepper. Told Moss, they aim for the bliss point. And that expert explained it kind of like a bell curve. And what you can do is that you can experiment with this bliss idea of what they're now putting in foods and how much sugar they're putting in. He says, goes on and says, your listeners can do this experiment too if they like sugar in their coffee. Just keep adding sugar until you get to the optimum place. Keep adding more and more and you'll get to the yuck moment. The bliss point is the perfect amount of sweetener. Not just in soda, but in products all over the grocery store that increasingly having sweetness as an allure. In other words, they're putting not just what the amount of sugar they need to make it sweet, they're taking it beyond that point and going to that point and keep adding it and adding and adding it until they get to the yuck. Or in my opinion, that'd be like coffee, almost be like sugar, like syrup. But that's what they're now starting to do in the food industry. And the grocery store, we know this to be true, that if you go to the grocery store, anything at eye level is probably not good for you, but it goes on to say that the grocery store can be a tricky place to navigate. He explains most of the highly sugared products are placed right at eye level on purpose. He goes on and says his family tries to avoid the problem by getting the whole clan, the kids and everybody, involved. He shares one way his wife got his 8 and 13-year-old son to participate. And one of those was that my wife recently said, hey, guys, let's try to limit our cereal to those brands with 5 grams of sugar or less per serving. So now when they go into the store to go shopping, it's a bit like an Easter egg hunt for the kids to look for something that has low sugar. Mom says the kids aren't stupid. They don't want to be overweight or unhealthy. They become part of the process, and they can find the Cheerios without the 1 gram of sugar, actually, like Special K and Totals. There are products in the grocery store that if we pay more attention to hunting for those, you can really change your diet in meaningful ways without a huge effort. And I thought that was kind of exciting that she got the kids, and what a better way to start teaching our younger generation through kind of like a, she called it an Easter egg hunt, but looking for foods that they normally eat that have the lowest content of sugar in it and everything. So most, so Moss goes on to recommend that heading to the supermarket with a list and sticking to it, to avoiding all the lures put in place by the food markers to suck you into the product. Once you make a move to less sugary and safety foods, Moss says it takes a few weeks for your palate to adjust. And we know that's true with Roger Drummer when he talked about if you just get on the Vital Balance and get that sugar out of there, that within 7 days for those people, but other people that are diabetic, it takes about 2 weeks or more, that how our palate will always adjust, no matter what type of food it is, it will always adjust to where that food, if for some reason, it becomes more palatable and tastes better. So I thought that was an interesting article that kind of goes along with our thought process, I believe, in regards to some of the things that we believe here on this call and how that sugar is really putting obesity in our children and adults and everything at a percentage of Americans that just isn't going, is not flat healthy. Anybody have any comments?
Or we've any talked ideas? About how it goes, we've talked about how it goes to the brain just like alcohol and drugs.
I know it. So fast, and as soon as it gets that sugar, it screams for more. Give me more,
well,
give me more. It don't reach a point with sugar to where it reaches its maximum, the brain. It just keeps asking for more and more and more, and that's unfortunately when we, if we don't break that addiction, and I think that's one of the main reasons that a lot of people feel, feel hungry, and that is because that addiction, or that, I'll call it an addiction if you don't mind, that's my opinion, and sounds like some opinions of other people and possibly people in this call, but that's really, I think what's happening is brain first has to send the signal to us to let us know that we're hungry, and I think that's what it's calling for, and it's calling for sugar. Give me more sugar. More sugar.
If you got nutrients in any of that sugar, your body still wants the nutrients. And
exactly
feeding
right.
More sugar is not giving it the nutrients still.
I know.
This is one of the most disgusting things I have heard well put. I can remember in a long time the way that was all stated, Monty. Can you give me the author again?
Yes, I can. Well, let me, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Moss, M-O-S-S, and he's got a new book coming out, and it says, in research for his new book called Salt, Sugar, Fat, How Food Giants Hooked Us. This is going to be the name of the book, and I don't know if it's available yet or not. This appeared about 3 days ago in the Seattle Times here and also on the Cairo, one of our main radio stations here in Seattle area. So sorry I didn't get to hear the interview, but I found the article and copied it off and thought I'd share it with you.
I wouldn't mind. That would be a good one to put on to that article would be a good one to put on the call this morning. If you send that to Steve, he can clip it onto it as attachment, Monty.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you very much.
Well, you know, it all starts with education. You know, we can, I'm just so into this type of a call, you know, and our mission that we have on this call and support, educate, train, and I just think it's so important, and if we can start, I just wish there was a way to develop a call that we could get young kids on it, but of course that's another venture down the road.
Gotta make it a game to get the younger generation on it. Or
well,
one way of doing it anyway.
That's a thought process. I would imagine
yep.
If the game ever came out like that, I could,
I did it with my neighbors, younger group, teenagers, and it was a game to see how many they could identify and who could identify the most, and I was doing it then with a physical shake, a smoothie, a veggie smoothie, green smoothie,
And, boy, they got into it until the point was there was nothing left for Mom to taste. They drank the whole thing.
What a great idea.
She couldn't believe it. She couldn't believe it. It worked great.
In combination with a game board that they could actually play with as a game.
There you go. There you go. Big time.
Patent it, Char. Patent it.
Yeah, right. We could send it to Stevens, Clay Stevens. Clay Stevens. It did the game board, wasn't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep, he's the one developing for RI.
Mike, can I have the name of those two books again, please?
Well, it's one book, and it's called The Sugar. It's called, in quotes, it says sugar, salt, sugar, and fat. Then it's got a colon, and it says how food giants hooked us.
Thank you.
Quote. And he's an investigator of, investigative reporter for the New York Times, which, sometimes I don't agree with, and maybe in most cases, but, makes sense here.
And what was his first name, Michael?
Yes, Michael. Michael Moss. M-O-S-S. And the article is on the internet. I don't know if I put that in my favorites or not. Let me check here real quick. I might have the link to where people could go. No, I don't have it. Okay. It was on the Seattle Times about 3 or 4 days ago.
So this is an article and a book, is that correct?
The article I took off the internet, the book he's writing or has written it, and it is available now or available soon. I don't know for sure.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you.
Yep. Well, we're getting down here to the few last few minutes. One of the things I'd like to kind of talk to us real quick, and it's kind of a, there's some things on it I think are real interesting. It talks about the 10 brain-boosting habits. So what I do, this is one of the first things, and that is to become a world traveler. Huh, that kind of tunes right in with our Nikin business. Huh. Plan a girls' night out. I know probably this crew, if they could ever get together and have a night out on the town, it would be an interesting thing to listen to and to watch. It says, get colorful. In other words, now they're not talking about clothes. They're talking about antioxidants, which are found in fruit and vegetables. You know, help rub the body of disease, causing free radicals, and getting rid of all those type of things. And I just thought I'd throw that out at you today and end the call that way, and there's great things we can do and think about. I'm just excited as usual. Had some good results in a meeting the other day, and I don't know if I talked about it or not with the Vital Balance, but had a real good meeting and very, very receptive to the Kensen Vital Balance. So, other than that, anybody have any comments or suggestions or ideas you'd like to get it out before we end this week?
Just thanks for your research. So helpful.
Well, I just, when I read that, I thought, man, how it really drives the point of what sugar's doing to our children and to us as individuals or people that are still into the highly processed foods. But better yet, it just again gave me validation that Nikin with our Kensen Vital Balance is again headed in the right direction, and we've got the more validation, in my opinion, that this product will, not that I need it, but again, just to know that this can be a total door opener and we can really take advantage of it for our own health. And not necessarily for losing weight or gaining weight, but what it does for our body and the probiotics and the enzymes and the brain and everything. We just need to be really sharp on the product and taking it. So other than that, Char, if nobody's got anything else to say, we'll go ahead and wrap this week and get all excited about a new week and the new information that's going to come out of the calls and the people that are hosting the calls and people that speak up and share their ideas. It's well appreciated, I know, for each and every one of us. And everybody have a great week. Give somebody a hug. Talk to them about your business. And just be excited about life because you were on a new path and a path of good health.
The last thing I could do is give the call number for Vance's in the morning just in case somebody that might hear this doesn't know about his. And that's at 7 a.m. Saturday mornings, his interview with successful people. It's 218-548-1536. And the PIN is 1536#. But thank you, Monty. That was an incredible call and information this morning also.
Well, thank each and every one of you for your information you came up with this week. It's just absolutely very informative and helps me a lot in making the decisions that I make, and that's to have as best health as we all possibly can have for our lives and our family. Just keep passing it on. Just keep passing it on. Have a good weekend. Be here Monday for some more great information. Have a great
weekend.
Thank you, Monty.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.